It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Tim Carter, and this is WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show today and for you to join me. And it's, we're going to have a 1 hour of some home improvement information that will hopefully change your life. I don't know if it's possible for it to be life-changing. But, you know, sometimes it really is, especially if you have a chance to read some of my emails. I get some emails that you just wouldn't believe the trouble people get into. And then I pull them out of the fire, and it's really kind of exciting. And it's really, really kind of cool to get their responses back, how thankful they are. So I try to do that here on the radio. That's the job. So if you've got a problem, I know it's early, you've got a lot of sleep in your eyes still, just give me a call, and I'll do my best to pull you out of the fire. And boy, we're going to have a fire today. It's going to be hot. But anyway, the number here is 749-1035, 749-1035. Now, of course, helping me on the show today, as always, Ryan is producing, and we've got Brad, who is screening calls. So you know what to do, 749-1035. Earlier this week, I was up in northeastern Michigan. I have never been there before, a beautiful part of the country, and I had never seen Lake, in all my years, I know this sounds crazy, I'd never seen Lake Huron before. And what a, you know, they don't call those things the Great Lakes for nothing. If you have not been to the Great Lakes, boy, are you in for a surprise. Those things are huge. I mean, I'll tell you what, if you just went there and if you were blindfolded, you don't have a clue kind of where you were, and somebody just set you down at the beach, I'm telling you right now, you think you're at the ocean. It's just unbelievable. The giveaway being the fact that the water is not salty, and the water is exceptionally clear. It's just amazing. It's how clear it is. In fact, I'm kind of shocked that a body of water that big would have water so clear. The thing that immediately came to my mind was about 30 something years ago, I went out west for the first time with a group of my friends. And I got to see Lake Tahoe. Now, that water, wow, man. I remember standing on this pier and looking down, and I think it was 20 feet down, maybe 30. It's as if I was looking through a glass of water. It was so clear. You could see every rock at the bottom of the lake. So, anyway, Lake Huron, very, very clear, very big. And I got to visit. The reason I went up there is I was scheduled to do a tour of the only remaining pegboard, or hard, really, it's not pegboard, it's hardboard factory in America, and I believe the world. And that's kind of hard to believe, but, you know, hardboard, most of you are very familiar with it. A lot of people call it Masonite. That's kind of a brand name, trademark. And it's exactly what it is. It's very hard. I mean, you knock on it, and it's almost like you're knocking on a piece of concrete. As compared to other pieces of wood that when you tap on them, you know, they sound a little hollow. And it was really fascinating. I've been to quite a few plant tours before, but it's always amazing to see the size of the machinery and the actual process of what has to happen, you know, to actually make the things that you and I have in our homes. And this was really pretty spectacular. They use... primarily aspen trees, which grow up in northern Michigan. They basically described it that it's like a weed tree. It's like, you know, like around here we may think that locusts and some other trees are just junky old wood, and that's the primary ingredient. They mix in some other species, but they just kind of chip them up as if there was just like you see the machines around town that the tree guys use, those machines that actually take a branch and chop it up. And they produce these chips that are about the size of a silver dollar. And then they just kind of cook them and get them hot and, you know, soften up those wood fibers. And they make a pulp. And then the pulp, you know, gets put into these mats. And by cooking them and drying them and pressing them, to make a long story short, they go through these different processes. And they then end up with that hardboard that's either eighth of an inch thick or quarter inch thick. But the exciting thing was, was to see the new products. I mean, the new things that they're doing with this hardboard. And one of them, because this whole garage storage issue is so big and so hot, and it should be because we tend to have too much stuff, all of us, they've come up with some exciting colors and patterns in this pegboard. And, for example, if you're a NASCAR fan, imagine having a giant black and white checkered flag of pegboard in your garage or in your basement. You can get it. It's possible. Imagine this. Imagine, let's say that you just like a particular color, and you think, you know what, I want to have this particular color of red in my garage, or green, or blue. I don't care what it is. You're going to have that capability to get that color in about 10 days. I don't care what the color is. This company has the ability to make exactly what you want. I found that to be extremely exciting. Of course, if you're patriotic, they've already got a really neat patriotic pegboard. Red, white, and blue with these stars in it. Just fantastic type stuff. It's really amazing. So, but the thing that was so cool was to actually see, you know, how they make it. I mean, you just can't imagine the size of this machinery. It's just huge. One of the cool things is, this just shows you the innovation. Typically, when you make things in the process, you kind of generate waste. And because we are so sensitive now, as well we should be, about the environment, you don't want to just pollute and throw stuff away and dump stuff back into the lake, or just burn it up and have a bunch of smoke. Not a good idea. So part of the problem in making hardboard is that they need to, and part of the process, they need to extract out of the wood the sugars that are in it. And a lot of people don't realize it, but basically all wood has sugar in it. Now, don't really totally confuse it with the sugar that's on your table this morning, but it's pretty close, actually. So to do that, it actually kind of used to cost them a lot of money per day to actually get rid of that sugar. They want that sugar out of the actual finished product because that sugar is food for mold and mildew, and they don't want that in there. This pegboard or this hardboard, when it's finished, it's a completely natural product. There's no bad chemicals in it, no formaldehyde, none of these death on a stick type chemicals. So this sugar, though, they figured out a way to make it into very easily this food grade molasses for cattle, for cattle feed, where they actually take this material and they mix it in. Well, actually they don't mix it in, they just sell it to companies that mix this wood sugar that looks like molasses and actually smells like molasses into corn and grain. And it just becomes fuel and feed for animals. So, and that, it's kind of become a profit center. In other words, now they're going to actually create create food for animals out of the trees. Now, I think that's pretty interesting. And also, it saves the environment. So they're basically extracting all of the good stuff out of the trees, and we're using it. So that's really kind of neat. I really wish that you had the opportunity to go or to see it. And just once again, to see this machinery. One of the things they have there, which is kind of cool, is they have their own power plant. Shouldn't surprise you if you happen to work in a factory. You know that factories, because of this big machinery, they consume enormous amounts of electricity to operate the equipment. Well, this particular plant, and they showed it to me. They actually showed us. They showed us the generator. It's a single generator. And the plant needs, the plant consumes, if I'm not mistaken, about 14 megawatts of electricity per day. And, boy, let's see if I get this right. Anyway, that's right, it was 14. But they have the ability to create on their own 7.2 megawatts, which I didn't have much of a feel for, like, big deal. So how much electricity is that? Well, it's enough electricity to satisfy the city of Alpena, Michigan, to take care of half of the electric needs. Now, Alpena, it was a pretty big town. It wasn't some little you know, you sneeze and you're through the thing. So they have to buy some of their electricity, and then on certain days they keep the generator going, and they actually push power back into the grid, and they actually sell electricity to the utility company up there. So it's really fascinating to see all that. You just can't hardly believe it. So that's where I was earlier this week. So remember, really neat news coming and some neat products about the ability to have custom color hardboard, pegboard, and it also comes in all these different decorative panels. In other words, you can get hardboard that looks like tile or looks like fake stone, looks like brick, you name it, they've got it. Really, really fascinating stuff. There's a ton of uses for that material, I can tell you that right now.